Well, welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us today. Don, in the house.
I'm here.
Ava's hanging out with their two absolutely gorgeous little babies. She's not here this week. Jack filling in. Say hey, Jack.
Hey, hey, hey.
There we go. We got a full house here, and we got lots of cool stories coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the hunting regs coming up. They're being announced in Minnesota. And a scary story in my world involving Lake Erie. I think it's a story you won't want to miss, and it involves invasives. That and more when we return with more Valley Outdoors.
Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to have you with us, joining us, coming back with us, whatever you want to call it, Donald. They hung out past the introduction.
Right.
It's a good thing.
You got all the good news.
Yep, exactly. Now for the fun.
Well, you know what? We're bearing down on the last week.
Yeah.
To register
fish
to go
with
fishing
us.
With us.
So absolutely.
You've got till I believe it's the 16th or 17th.
Yep, 17th. I thought
17th
is what it was.
Is the final day. I think it shuts off at noon. So all of those that have registered by then will have a shot at going fishing with us in September.
Now, it's easy to register. All you do is go to thevalleyoutdoors.com, scroll down to the tab in the area where it says Fish With Us, click on it. It'll take you to the registration area and say register, and you are registered. You can do it every day, once per day, and make it happen. Who knows? If somebody may do it on the last week.
Good.
And
because we do a computer generated
drawing.
So if we got 500 people that have registered, that's what I ask it. That's the start number and the end number and the computer. I mean, they can pick number one or they can pick number 499. So get her in.
Yeah. And it, you know, when you think about how fun that is, there's nothing better.
No. And all you got to do is get there.
Yeah.
You know, if you got your own rod and reel, bring it along if you want. You don't need to.
Nope.
But we've got the boats. We've got the guys running the boats, you and I and two others.
Yep.
And everybody gets a chance to fish with each of us. So
yeah, we'll have a couple new Vexus boats up there.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to that. I just found out mine is going to be the DVX-20S, which I didn't know if I was going to get it or not.
Yep.
And that is more than somebody's a twinkle in somebody's eye. They're
yep.
putting electronics on it today, so I'm super stoked, and I think everybody's going to have a good time.
They're pretty cool boat if you've never been in one.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
Yep.
Especially when you're dealing with fishing some bigger water.
Just think, if you get to do that, you're pretty special because, you know what, I've known you a long time.
And you haven't been in the boat.
I have not been in the boat yet. I've got to look in it, but I haven't got to get in it yet.
No, you haven't. I think that we'll definitely do that this fall, Don. There's no question. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities that I have, you know, in the fishing world and the outdoor world, which is I'm very, very fortunate at, to have those experiences and those opportunities. And, you know, we do a lot of work with different groups. And one of my buddies, he runs the Champions Tour. It's a bass tournament that the Minnesota Bass Classic type thing that they run.
Sure.
Big deal. It's really an amazing event. And he called me from a lake up north today, and we were talking about some different things. And he said, keep in mind, a lot of times right now, the bass and walleye are together. And I said, yeah, trust me, I know. They are in the weeds together. So if you have ever thought about fishing the weeds, now is the time. And get a swim bait, throw it over the top of the weeds, and just steady retrieve. And the advantage in that, Don, is a swim bait, you don't have to really know anything about action other than throw it out, retrieve. As soon as you feel you're getting into the weeds, just reel a little faster, hold the tip up a little higher. And as soon as you come off of that break line of that weed break, lights out. Those fish will watch it. As soon as it's heading to open water, guess what? It's game over time. And right now, that's where the big dogs are. And I'm telling you what, they are active. So think about fishing the weeds. The weed tops and in the weeds, there's a lot of ways you can fish them. I know one of the ways we did that at Devil's Lake, if anybody's been to Devil's Lake, is you can line up parallel to the weed line. So you're tight to the weed line, and you're going to work forward. So imagine the weed line is on your left hand, or right hand side, but your boat is so that two people in the boat, you're on the front of the boat, and you're casting along that weed line edge.
Sure.
And
parallel to it.
And we were using countdown, like Rapala countdowns.
Yep.
So sinkers, but not deep diving. So what you end up having is you have a bait that you can retrieve relatively quickly. So it's not going to dive. It'll be a mid-size depth. And usually it's about 2.5-3 feet of water. And you're casting far enough. It's got enough weight, even in windy conditions. And those walleyes would come crushing out of those weeds and just pound those baits. And talk about fun, absolutely fun. And those are some of the ways you can do it. Then the other way is to take spinners, put a split shot on it, and put a planer board on it and run it over the top of the weeds. You don't have to go very far. Winnebago, they do that with cane poles.
Oh, sure.
They just put the cane pole out the side of the boat, 15-foot cane pole with a split shot. Fish hits it, you just tip the cane pole in, bring the fish into the boat, and net the fish.
That'd be kind of fun to do, actually.
It's really crazy.
You know, speaking of fish shallow, I just got a call this afternoon from an outfitter up in Canada, way up. And we're going to be fishing this area in the not-too-distant future.
Yep.
And the comment he made to me, I asked him how the fishing was. He said, well, they're phenomenal. He says, the fish are being caught shallow more than he's ever seen in Canada even. So that's colder water, and it hasn't been as hot up there.
Yeah, so maybe they're looking for some warmer water rather than up here. They're looking for anything they can find. Perfect. Well, tell you what, Don, we are going to come back, and we are going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Lake Erie that should be a little concern to anybody that likes big walleye. Hang tight. We'll be right back.